Based on your reporting, what are Trump's chances of getting into heaven?
Oh, no chance at all. Josh, the guy eats shrimp. He's going to hell for sure.
What? Like, did you say shrimp? Like the seafood?
Yeah, like the seafood, Josh. Okay, that's God's big thing, okay? It goes murder, adultery, stealing, and then shrimp.
Murder is the least bad.
Okay, look, I'm not gonna question the culture. I'm a guest here.
I'm kind of surprised by this. If this was such an important thing to God, he would have been more explicit about it.
It is written in the Bible, okay? Written words are important, Josh. Do you see a no parking sign and think, I wonder what that means?
This feels crazy. So you can be a cheating murderer and not go to hell. Like, what about Jeffrey Epstein? Is he in heaven?
No. Of course, Jeffrey Epstein isn't in heaven. He ran a private sex island. You know how much shrimp he ate there?
That can't be the only reason.
But it is. It is. It is. He would be right here now if he hadn't chased every gangbang with a pound of bang bang shrimp.
Okay, hold on. Help me understand the rules. What if you're a chef who cooks shrimp but never ate it?
Yeah, that's a toughie. I guess it's kinda like if a drug dealer sold fentanyl-laced pills to a teenager. Like, would they both go to hell? No, because shrimp wasn't involved. See, it's not that hard to understand. It's one rule, dude, okay? Just don't eat any shrimp on Earth, and especially none of the shrimp up here in heaven.
Why would there be shrimp in heaven?
Well, they didn't do anything wrong.
Troy, this is crazy. Who even gets in then?
Well, it's mostly people with shrimp allergies.
The alert originally came from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Multiple shipping containers were flagged for abnormal radiation levels all over the country at ports in L.A., Houston, Savannah, and Miami. Following the alert, the FDA conducted laboratory testing on both the containers and the shrimp inside, which confirmed contamination of cesium-137. Any detection of this cesium isotope in food triggers a serious investigation. A supply chain review connected the radioactive shrimp to Indonesian exporter PT Bahari Makmur Sejati, also known as BMS Foods, and subsequently to distributors in the states, including Walmart's Great Value label, Southwind Foods, and Aquastar.
Gary's Closet in Manitoba. This is Shrimp Farm.
The Crypto.
The most unique radio program in your entire area. We're the analog relevance within the digital resonance. And we're coming to you each and every week here live on tape on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Electric John.
I'm Jason Eastwood, and you're not.
You are not. You're not. You're not. You stole that from Chevy Chase.
I did. That's a Chevy Chase nod to one of the biggest jerks in show
business. He's quite a jerk. I watched a show on him the other day.
I can relate. A lot of people say the same thing about me.
Wow. I've heard a couple things about me.
The reason I do this show with you is because it makes me look less jerky
because of
the level of your jerkness.
Right. Well,
which is great. You know, it's all because life is just a big comparison, right?
Is it?
Well, if it can't be a jerk, if there's nothing to be nice.
This is last week we talked about I was in Ireland for a month, and you know, I'm going to play some more Irish music for you.
We are.
A band that's really blown up right now from County Wicklow. In fact, this is Florence Road, and this is Break the Girl, right here on Shrimp Farm. Hey, that's Sierra Mary Alice Thompson, also known as CMAT, and that is the title track from her album came out last year called Euro Country. Jason got some Irish music this week, and before that, what did we hear?
We heard the Florence Road with Break the Girl.
Florence Road, another great Irish act coming out of Wicklow.
A lovely song. I like that one.
Wicklow, the home of Hozier and many different bands.
Oh, Hozier. He's from Wicklow. I saw him in Winnipeg last year. I just went last minute. I got a $40 ticket, and that show kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, he's from a town called Bray, which is actually where Sinead O'Connor was living when she died. In the county, Wicklow.
Well, take me to church.
Pray, for sure. You are listening to our favorite radio program. Everybody out there, it feels so good to be back here in 2026. Yes. Checking out tricks. We dream this program just show up.
It's my favorite radio program to do. I'm not sure.
It's our favorite one of all time. It's such a good one. And we got some good stuff for you.
We sure do.
Jason, what happens every week about this time?
Well, we hit something that, you know, that I like because we highlight the people that we get to know in our own community, and they make the vibrations. They're called local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right
here? It comes, local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right
here? It comes, local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right
here? It comes, local spotlight.
Saturday night, I was at the Public Domain, a great little venue right on Portage, and Dog Pops were doing an album release for their new album, Good Pudding. Have you ever had good pudding, John?
Oh, my word, I have.
We've had the best pudding. Sometimes when we record the show, because, of course, this is shrimpfarm.crypto on tape, live on tape, John's mom makes us some pudding.
That's true. That's dessert pudding. But in Ireland, I was eating some white pudding, which is a savory pudding you have at breakfast.
Well, see, this is part of the Irish theme, and we didn't even know it.
That's
we
got right.
The pudding
in good. There. I don't care as much for the black pudding, but that white pudding.
Anyway, it was really good fun. This is Burros on la Primavera.
Okay.
It's a Spanish, which I don't really speak, but this is off their brand new album, Good Pudding. Dog Pops right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
Listo? Donde es la cantina? Yo quiero más cerveza. Oh, estoy borracho. Y es un problema. En la ciudad es caluroso. Y somos solo. Burros en la primavera. In la primavera. Yo busco tortas, pero no veo aquí. Tengo mucho hambre, y es un problema. En la ciudad es caluroso, y somos solo. Burros en la primavera, en la ciudad. In la primavera. Do you recall when they brought tigers?
we got right.
Here it comes, local spotlight.
Dog Pops with Beige Hell. And before that, we heard Tigers at the Mall. Check them all out on what they call the Bandcamp, John. They have a new album called Good Pudding that's up there.
You first talk now?
I First Talk Now is one of the greatest albums by Brian Eno.
Speaking words, artists.
You First Talk Now? You Make Shave? Remember that guy, Make Shave?
Crypto Market Report! Welcome back to another Crypto Market Report. We discuss cryptocurrencies, digital assets, and the fourth industrial revolution. Now, as you know, coming up on taxes. So you need to really get your
ducks in a row.
No, it has nothing to do with wildlife. You need to get your paperwork together.
Okay.
And your records.
You've got to claim that stuff.
You have to talk to your accountant and your attorney.
Claiming the encrypted cash.
Anyway, you need to get busy with it because it's almost tax season in Canada.
Like Enrique Iglesias.
Just get it. Figure it out.
Do it. Before it's too late. And Mark Carney.
Okay, we'll talk next week on the Crypto Market Report.
Here's this new brand new sickness beat of the week.
Gifts and things. Men lose their lives as the troubadour sings. Between fools and kings, mediocrity stings. It's mostly pawn shop rings in exchange for damn things. The grass is always greener when the sun is out. There's some fun about, run about the streets. We came to sign the lease. The bright night brings all of its rest and peace. Underneath the truck and the gun's got grease. I mean, this cat has teeth. He's a righteous beef. All stoned on Keith. There's a bar down by the beach. I ain't hard to reach. Reckless fools have wrecked my breakfast. It'll leave you breathless. Upon challenge, they immediately prove feckless. Derek dominated them at Domino's, then bought them some Domino's. Damn, dog. That's dastard.
Beyond the grand scheme of things, there's access that the dreamer brings. High above the stream of cars, the butterfly has slipped the jar.
They put it together for Patrick real pretty. 2 years back, they did him real shitty. That's not loyalty. That ain't shit. I'll never quit. I'll get back up. That's what's up. The frog's got the hair on by the throat in Marseille, in the red raincoat. Whatever floats your super yacht. These armed troops are stupid hot. I guess that's what's topical. Humidity tropical. The parrots in the wind. The forest clearing machinery is about to move in. El Destructo dollar dollar is about to begin. Because I heard from my kin on the weekend. The swimming pool needs a deep end, but all the excavators are unavailable. They've been contracted by the trailer park. Buried treasure in the dark. I can't see shit. Don't harsh me, Clark.
Of blue and of gold. with my blue and
from the woods of Glenbower to the river Desor, from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing. In the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair, let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. Killa, la 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 la. When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the river Desor.
There's the number one streaming song in Ireland for 2025. Killa by Kingfisher. This band is rising up the charts. And before that, Madra Salak and Blue and Gold. Jason, some tear contemporary jerkers, Irish music for
tear
you.
Tear-jerking Irish ballads that just leave me wanting more of that pudding, you know?
Is you calling me a jerk again? Like, this was the start of the show with Jerker, this jerk thing?
I'm not calling you a jerk, but you should listen carefully to those songs and what they're saying to you, you know? Like, each song has a different message for a different person if it's a good song. So what are you getting from those songs?
Well, Jason, this even seems like an inquisition here all of a sudden.
No, this is just a self-reflection. You don't have to answer the question.
You have a mindful minute?
That was it.
Okay.
That was it. So take that advice. Everybody self-reflect.
Can you dub in some guitar?
Yeah, we'll do that right now. So there's the guitar, John. This is about as mindful as we get on this show.
It sounds like a butterfly making love to a hummingbird by the river.
Well, that's basically how this song was conceived.
Conceived?
Yes, insect porn, John.
Whoa, you didn't have to take it so dark.
Dark? No, sometimes the word porn is a good one, isn't it?
In what society?
Pornography, right? Is that always a bad thing?
Oh, gosh.
Is this too much? Is this too heady of a topic?
Can we do something else?
You have been listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Say love.
best of what to do. Oh, what about you? Oh, what about you?
Yeah.
one of England's finest young musicians, Nilufer Yanya, with Neil. John, that's a new song.
Very good. Before that, we heard Dublin's Inhaler. They, of course, headlined the New Year's throwdown at Dublin Castle this year for New Year's Eve. Inhaler, it won't always be like this.
We've got a lot of UK stuff in this show.
No, not UK. Ireland's not UK. Sorry.
Well, what is not? Oh, it's not, right.
No, it's Ireland.
So that's it's a separate thing.
Yeah, except up north.
Well, hey, there we go.
It's occupied.
So we do have the...
No, if we're talking from an Irish perspective, no, we don't have a lot of UK stuff on the show, but anyway.
But if I'm like, you know, if I'm talking about the UK, Ireland's not included for sure?
Of course not, no.
It's not it's just England and Scotland.
And Wales.
And Wales, yeah. Wales seems like a cool place to go. Tom Jones. Does everybody look like Tom Jones over there? You should see the addresses of Welsh places. They're like... stories. They like Finnegan's Wake, and you're just writing an ad. I've sent some CDs there that I've sold, and it's unbelievable to write the Welsh addresses.
You know what is unbelievable? The Jets finally pulled this off. They put together two wins in a row.
It's time for
Jets 3.0.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
To have Jonathan Taves on the show, but unfortunately he declined our request again.
He's too much near Missile Taves over the holidays.
Missile Taves is hanging in every
Jet fans' Christmas living room.
That's right. That's in St. Patel. Yes. St. Patel.
But now, Jets have put together two wins in a row, back-to-back. Let's talk about what happened Friday night at the Winnipeg Arena.
Well, people partied like it was the second coming of whatever you're into, because... that was a big party, considering they just won their first game.
Against?
The Los Angeles Kings.
That's right. 5-1 over the LA Kings.
Their first win in 11.
That's true. And then they followed up just yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, with a win against the New Jersey Devils. Sloppy as sloppy can be.
You know what? The people that run the Jets think, we have to have a winner or the team won't support it. It's like when we went to those games as kids in 1980s, they would lose 50 in a row. They lost 32 in a row, actually, one year. We did not... question going to the games. The
we
games
didn't have
are
the
fun.
Economy. We didn't have the economy back then in the city for
no,
that.
No, but we love hockey.
Yes, people, but they couldn't sell out every
but, ring. But these goofs aren't like they're trying to say that if we don't have a winner, people won't go see the game. People love hockey here. They
that's
love
true.
The
but also put together a winner. I mean, what do you do?
Sure,
doing?
Put together a winner because that's your job. But I mean, don't cry over it if you don't win every year.
Don't yell at me, man.
No, I'm talking. I know you're very connected to Kevin Shea.
No, I'm
also.
Just very fragile tonight.
Well, yeah. Because I'm putting ideas in your back pocket that you're going to bring to Kevin in the morning.
I don't know Kevin Cheveldayoff, and I will definitely not be awake in the morning, as you call it.
You're not meeting him at the Pancake House at 11:30?
I'll talk to you next week. Jets 3.0. You're listening in Winnipeg and surrounding area to CKUW on 95.9 FM.
And John, we are going to hit a segment now that people are enjoying out there.
Segments?
Segments. It's not like orange, Mandarin orange segments. Do you have a lot of Mandarin oranges at Christmas?
I had a couple.
That's what a segment is. When you take that orange apart, there's little parts of it. We have segments.
You're talking about a segment on a pie graph, like breaking it down?
Yeah, that's what we do. Our show is in segments. We have this little part.
Segmented, segmentary. Segmented. Boomer Barry!
When did everything in the world get so friggin' complicated? It used to be that if something didn't work, you gave it a gentle tap, and if that didn't fix, you hit it with a hammer. That was troubleshooting. That was the old school way of doing things. Now, everything's digital. Nothing works unless it's updated. You have to reset it, pair it, sync it with all your devices, and then agree to the terms and conditions, sign a waiver, and accept that they, whoever they are, aren't responsible if anything goes wrong. Well, what am I talking about? Well, let's pick an example. Parking. I used to go downtown, and parking was simple. You had a parking meter and a pocket full of coins, which, by the way, has already become a problem because apparently they don't make coins anymore. But, you know, it was no big deal back then. You didn't need a degree in information technology. You put the right number of coins in for 15 minutes to 2 hours. And the best part was, if you were at a meeting or somewhere you didn't want to be, you could always say, sorry, I have to go to feed the meter. That was an acceptable excuse back then. But now, you need your cell phone, and if you don't already have the app, well, congratulations, you're downloading it on the sidewalk. And then the app wants your credit card, so you scroll through your cards trying to remember which one hasn't expired or hasn't been canceled or mysteriously stopped working last Tuesday. Then it wants your email. Then it wants to know what city you're in, as if it doesn't already know where you're standing. And then you have to type in your license plate number, one wrong letter, and it says, oops, there's a mistake, start over. And all this to do sometimes just so that I want to run into a store for 15 minutes. Instead, I need a phone, an app, an internet connection, and a clean credit history. And even if I have all of that, by the time I finish parking, I'd totally forgotten why I came downtown in the first place. And so in total frustration, I sit in the car until the time runs out, and I drive home totally exasperated.
Change in an old meter that doesn't work anymore downtown.
Like, is he saying that he likes technology?
No, he's saying technology. He's absolutely right about one thing. Technology is supposed to make things more seamless and save us time. But something like that parking app does not save you time.
Because he said that he doesn't like things complicated, but then he really complicated it for me.
Yeah, well, he likes talking about things, like making them complicated in conversation, but he doesn't like them to work that way in real life.
Well, liggity diggity biggity Barry. Anyway, Boomer Barry's gone for one more week.
Boomer
Thanks
Barry
for coming
is, up. Yep, he'll be out there looking for him on the streets complaining about something.
Watch for him grumbling at the mall.
He's the guy who's in line in front of you, and you're like, come on, man, just get that biscuit.
You can do it. Take an extra step. What's with you and the biscuit hate?
Pardon me?
Biscuit hate.
There's no hate there. I said, just get the, like, order your biscuit.
Oh, right.
Because that's a big thing now, is getting biscuits.
I'm a little insecure about my biscuit addiction.
Yeah, well, for all the you not in the know, here's a little inside baseball for you. On the way to the show today, we had a great goose stew that John made, actually. But he's like, can you pick
up some... It was goose breast stew.
Can you pick up some biscuits from Popeye's Chicken to eat with the dinner? I'm like, why?
No, the biscuits complemented the stew.
Yeah, okay. But they're not healthy.
You can argue all day long.
I'm saying they're not healthy. But the Popeye's chicken, maybe switch it up for Popeye's supplements is all I'm saying.
We can share the women, we can share the wine. We can share what we got of yours, because we can't share all of mine. Keep on rolling, my old buddy, you're moving much too slow. I just jumped the watchman right outside the fence. Took his rings for bucks and change. Ain't that heaven sent?
hurts my ears to listen, and it burns my eyes to see. Goddamn Manitoba, Shannon, might as well be me. Silver, now I play for life. One for sport and one for blood at the point of the night. Now the die is shaking, now the die must fall. Ain't no winner in the game. He don't go home with all, not with all. Texas, 4th day of July. Sun so hot, the clouds so low, the eagles fill the sky. Catch the Detroit lighting out of Santa Fe. Great Northern, out of Cheyenne, from sea to shining sea. First train we can ride. Gotta send home one old score. One small point of pride. Ain't no place a man can hide. Keep him from the sun. Ain't no bed can give us rest now. We keep us on the run.
Thank you.